So it's AirCheck Roundtable discussion time. The three of us get together every month, talk about a favorite tune. And today we're going to start with you, Jake. We're going to start with your favorite song. Who is it?
Well, the song I want to pick today is by a rapper out of Chicago called No Name. This actually came from an album that was released earlier this summer, so it's not quite a new release. It came out in July, but it's kind of the thing that's been stuck in my head and that I've been listening to a lot over the last month, so I thought I'd pick this. So this is No Name. The album is called Telephone, and the song I'm going to play is the first track off the album. It's called Yesterday.
And I know the money don't really make me whole. The magazine covers drenched in gold. The dreams of granny and mansion and happy. The little things I need to save my soul. And I know the money don't really make me whole. The magazine covers drenched in gold. The dreams of granny and mansion and happy. The little things I need to save my soul. Who am I, gypsy rap? Gypsy need her dollar back and all of that. My devil's only closer when I call him back. Lick her in the limelight, lick her in the limelight with fine wine and ecstasy. You can have the rest of me. Basket case silhouette, cigarette, internet. Check my Twitter page for something holier than black death. Who am I, gypsy black? The vacancy of hallelujah. Me hollow in my interviews. Me only wearing tennis shoes to clubs with dress codes. Cause up say clubs. Everything is everything. Me no name. Me niggas doing cocaine. Me missing brother Mike like something heavy. Me heart just wasn't ready. I wish I was a kid again.
When the sun is going down, when the dark is out to stay, I picture your smile like it was yesterday.
A rapper named No Name.
Yep. Her birth name is Fatima Warner out of Chicago. She's 25 years old. She kind of comes out of the same scene as Chance the Rapper, who I played a track by in an earlier episode. And she comes out also out of a sort of spoken word scene. Right. In
that's
Chicago.
What I caught there.
A little bit of a jazzy element to it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, there's almost like a Stevie Wonder, almost a little bit of a wonky Stevie Wonder kind of fluid, piece under all this, and certainly the intro. And I'm glad you said that about coming out of spoken word, because there's something very kicked back, but all of the words are just like, you know, bullet points.
Yeah, they hit.
They hit hard.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Nice pick.
Again, like Chance the Rapper, also out of Chicago, No Name is unsigned. This album was released on SoundCloud, and just another example of one of these independent artists who's just doing incredible work and doing it kind of on her own terms.
Like it was yesterday.
Vicky, music director, KRCC. You've got the direct line to the good stuff. What's your pick?
Well, this is a band that a lot of people are talking about right now. There's a lot of buzz, a lot of media attention, but I think for good reason. So the name of the band is The Lemon Twigs. It's two brothers, Brian and Michael Addario, and some other friends and musicians who back them up. Straight out of Long Island, it's a song called A Great Snake. So, of course, what grabbed me right away is, that whole Syd Barrett / Beck kind of stuff that you hear, some Robin Hitchcock, all that stuff that's just off beautifully a little bit. This song goes on to have three or four different parts to it. This song takes you to some really good places.
A couple of brothers out of Long Island.
You're a sucker for the psych sound, aren't
I am.
You?
It's probably getting samey, and I do apologize, folks. But
good pick.
It's great. I love it.
I love it. There's something about that that speaks to me, and they've taken it. Their producer is from Foxygen and also did a record this year by a band I also love called Whitney, Light Upon the Lake, and it's got that same... There's a 70s sensibility, almost a soft rock sensibility at times, married to psych, and they had a baby called the Lemon Twigs.
Absolutely, yeah. This is fun. I mean, do you feel like neo-psych, whatever you might call this, is having a moment right now?
I do, and especially when I think about 90% of the bands I've picked for Aircheck this year have explored that terrain. But I like that because it's just a revisit, and it's done well. You know, these guys are 17 and 19, so they've been playing records together, you know, forever in the bedroom in Long Island. They've been playing instruments. Most of these instruments are them.
They're doing it.
So,
you know, I have to say that I have a little bit of a problem with psych because it's like the better twin of prog rock to me, you know?
And prog rock. I love prog rock.
You do? And I can take it in doses. In doses.
There's something about the pop sensibility because this record's awash with all kinds of Beatley kind of things too. I just happen to gravitate toward the psychedelic song, and here it is.
Lemon Twists?
The Lemon Twigs.
Twigs.
The Lemon Twigs. And the album is called?
The album is called Do Hollywood.
Jeff, you're last up here.
All right, so I am picking an artist that I've been listening to for the last 23, 24 years. Started with a group called Soul Coughing, and he split off a couple, three albums into that venture to do his own thing. Mike Doty, he's got a new one out called The Heart Watches While the Brain Burns. And this tune that I want to play for you is Wait, You'll Find a Better Way. It's the first cut on this new CD. So that's his ninth solo album, this one. This album, The Heart Watches While the Brain Burns, is his ninth solo album. And my understanding is he split off from Soul Coughing pretty early on, which was a successful group in and of itself. And it came during that era in the early 90s when you mentioned Beck. Beck, you know, did Mellow Gold, and there was this kind of jarring. How would you categorize Soul Coughing?
Well, I mean, I think of them like in that 90s way that you're talking about, where it's the beginning of Beck, and I think of some of the stuff that Cake was doing.
Kind of quirky, but he split off. He quit. Apparently had some soul searching to do, had some addiction problems, veered off, started doing his own thing. He's written a few books, writes poetry. He's a published poet and novelist. And there's a certain element of anger in this that I like.
The thing about Mike Doty that's always kind of stuck out to me is how foregrounded his vocals are, in the sense that clearly he wants you to be paying attention to his lyrics. Do you, when you're listening to this album, do you find yourself kind of rocking out to the sound of it, or more listening to the lyrics and kind of thinking through what he's trying
to
tell
you? I mean, his lyrics are backed by this sort of hard driving, on this tune anyways, backed by this hard driving beat. But there are a couple of songs on this CD that actually have backup singers, which is kind of weird for Mike Doty. You know, he's got that that very much that solo approach to sort of having his vocals up front.
He writes really great music to back up a lot of things he wants to say.
Good pick. New Mike Doty.
So there it is. There's our roundtable for this month. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Fun as always.
Yes, I'm free to face all the darkness on my own.
You are listening to Air Check from 91.5 KRCC.